Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Discover the power of chelation therapy with our IV nutrient formulation at AdonaiOHW.com. Purify your body, remove heavy metals, and boost vitality. Experience the healing benefits today.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer, wishing you a wonderful, relaxing weekend and a good start into the new week. Be good to yourself. We have a little technical difficulties. We're going to straighten it out in a minute. Discover the power within you is the second part of the third series with Dr. Yvette Whitten. Now this is better. Thank you. Director at AdonaiOHW.com Wellness Center in Monroe, Connecticut. We're very excited to have the doctor in the house again. Good morning to you and welcome to the Business Champion, Dr. Whitten.
Good morning, Marietta. Happy Saturday.
Okay. Happy Saturday to you and everybody. The connection between drama and disease we're going to talk about. And I will also like to share very briefly the journey, touch base really on the journey of self-care, my own self-care, and I'm really enjoying it. So, good morning, Rich. Hope you're feeling better with your leg.
I know nothing. I feel nothing.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness, those German people, they drive me crazy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. He feels better, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I have some announcements. We have a Reiki circle coming up on June the 14th, 7 to 8 p.m. and at Adonai Wellness Center. So it's a Reiki circle with Amy Fernandez. She is a Reiki master teacher at Adonai Wellness Center. That's on a Friday, June 14th, 7 to 8 p.m. Now, the address is 887 Main Street in Monroe. So, and please register 203-220-8849. It's free. So that doesn't matter that you can just, no. You got to register and do it as soon as possible. 203-220-8849. I'm going to be there as well. As a student. So that's Friday, June 14th, a free Reiki circle. And of course, Dr. Whitten is going to be there too. And you get to see her office and all the different modalities she has. I love it. So anyway, so free Reiki circle at Adonai Wellness Center, 887 Main Street, Monroe. Now, if you don't have nothing to write, you can also go to the businesschampion.com and contact me, and I'll take some reservations. That's no problem. But please, 203-220-8849. So that's it with the free Reiki circle. I think it's going to be really fun. And also to a good friend of ours, he is not only a good friend, but also a contributor of Life Talk with Marietta and the Business Champion, Ray Meglio. He has a birthday tomorrow, and we're very, very excited. So we have a little song for you, a little music for you, Ray.
Well, I know where you're going and who's going to meet you there. I know how late you'll be coming home, but guess who doesn't care? Tonight I'll step out too, and since I won't be here, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and happy
so much. And Rich picked that. So happy birthday, Ray, tomorrow, Sunday, May 19th. And we'll see you next week because Norma and I will cook for everybody. So the whole group is meeting, all our Live Talk contributors here from the radio. We're all meeting, so we're cooking. So let's get started.
Change, change, change. Change, change.
Boost energy levels, uplift mood, and sharpen cognitive function with hydroxycobalamin B12 in our IV nutrient formulation, paving the way to a vibrant and fulfilling life.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Camera. Thank you so much. And we have Dr. Whitten in the house. I'm very excited. Let's get right to it. I never realized that self-care and genealogy and the connection of it, and I never paid much attention to DNA, but through my granddaughter, Sophie Malin, I learned a lot. And but I'm going to talk about that next week, but I want to give the microphone over to Dr. Whitten because she can take it sailing from here.
Right, yeah. So thanks, Marietta. So yeah, talking about genealogy, right? Some years ago, I completed the Ancestry genetic testing and got some really good information about, you know, my my ancestry and where I'm from, my roots, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they send you this raw data. And, you know, the raw data, if you're not a geneticist, seems almost like a foreign language. So I just kind of kept that, you know, in my computer. And so then I connected with a colleague of mine who was trained in this software called Opus 23. And I do believe that, I don't know if the creator of that was Dr. Diodama, but I know that he does the training. And so my colleague, Dr. Lisa, was trained to use that software. And so I sent her my raw data. And she, in return, she forwarded to me some information about my genetic blueprint. And so this is called, these are called SNPs. SNPs, or single nucleotide polymorphisms. But basically, without getting into too much technology, it's variations on your genes, which can lend strengths or, you know, genetic susceptibility. And so one of the things that I discovered, because I always needed to have higher doses of vitamin D than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Turns out that I have two SNPs that interferes with my ability to produce adequate levels of vitamin D. But who knew, mm-hmm. right? So keeping in line with that, you know, there are a lot of these genetic variants or SNPs that can either make you strong in certain things or can lead you to genetic susceptibility. And so one of the ones that I want to talk about, some of the famous ones, though, are MTHFR. You've probably heard about that. It's the gene that allows you to methylate, to add a methyl group to your DNA. And it also plays into your ability to detoxify, you know, toxic chemicals and products from the body. Another one is COMT. Or COMT, and that is involved in, you know, metabolizing or clearing excessive estrogen from the body. Because if you're not able to do that, you will have a condition that's called, you know, estrogen dominance, and that increases your risk for breast cancers and other gynecological cancers. So one of the genes that I thought was very interesting, one of those SNPs, that I'm going to talk about today is the 5-HTTLPR gene. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I know about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, daily. Yeah, yeah, I know about that.
Means nothing
to
most people,
right? Right.
But what it is the sensitivity gene, mm-hmm. right? So when you and I were talking about self-care mm-hmm. and trauma in mm-hmm. our previous show, you know, there are some people would say, well, you know, I've had adversity in my, you know, in my lifetime, you know, maybe I came from a less than favorable socioeconomic background, you know, maybe, you know, the environment or neighborhood that I lived in presented stress, you know, maybe I had parents who were divorced, you know, maybe I had all of those factors, but, you know, here I am, it didn't affect me. So, you know, looking at people who are, you know, affected by certain situations or stress or trauma in their lives, we have to look at more than their exposure. So there was a study that was completed, I believe it was 1985, and it was Felitti and Kaiser Permanente. In California. And so this study was called ACEs. And that stands for Adverse Life Events or Adverse Childhood Events. And so this study basically involves a questionnaire. And that questionnaire has questions about the same thing. You know, was there somebody in your household who was an alcoholic? Raised in a house with where you didn't have both parents, your parents were divorced. Did you have somebody in your family who was incarcerated, etc.? And so the basis behind this questionnaire was that it was all tied into an obesity study. And so, you know, there were some people who were able to lose the weight quite easily, but then they would gain the weight back. They would regain the weight back very quickly. And so what a lot of these people had in common, the majority of them, was that they had experienced some type of trauma in their life, right? Whether it was sexual abuse, whether it was incestual, you know, or any of the other things that we spoke about. Mm-hmm. And so that's how that study came about. But what the study shows is that there is a greater risk of chronic disease, including cancers, in these individuals who answered yes to 6 out of 10 of those questions, that they experience this, you know, trauma. Mm-hmm. So, we'll talk more about that later, right?
Right. We're going to go for a quick break. Don't touch that dial now.
Enhance your health with glutathione in our IV nutrient formulation, supporting detoxification, antioxidant defense, and achieving a radiant, glowing skin for a revitalized you. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
You're listening to the Business Champion Radio Show. I almost tripped over my words. I'm Marietta, and I'm very excited to have Dr. Yvette Witten here today from the Adonai Optimal Health and Wellness Center. She's the founder and director. And yes, it's about drama, disease. It's about genealogy. And this is just something so new to me, what you're talking about, doctor, what can be detected. All I know is, hey, you have a little tube, you put a little spit in it, and you're told, oh, you're 20% this, 10% that. I know nothing, but I'm diving into the topic, you know. So please continue. This is very, very exciting.
Absolutely. So if a person has more than 6 out of 10 questions that they answered yes to about their childhood experiences or their adverse childhood experiences, again, it increases their risk for disease. They're more susceptible then to disease. And so in addition to the ACEs, you know, there could possibly be this 5-HTTL PR gene, which basically is the sensitive gene or the sensitivity gene. And what this actually is a serotonin transporter. And so what it is designed to do, so serotonin is your feel-good hormone, right? Mm-hmm. And so what this gene does, when there's a variation on that gene, it doesn't work as well, right? In terms of kind of like being that on-off switch for serotonin, the feel-good hormone. What it does, if people have, you know, a SNP or a genetic variant on this gene, it makes them more sensitive, right? So these are what we call highly sensitive people, or HSPs, mm-hmm. okay? So having that gene variant and having any adverse trauma, you know, in your childhood, that could really increase the risk for diseases, including cancer. And in fact, it's been shown that there is a high connection to individuals with this highly sensitive, you know, with this sensitivity gene, that there is an increase in breast cancer in women who are highly sensitive, and lung cancer, you know, in individuals who are highly sensitive.
This warrants for workshops at your center or online and so forth, because we just don't have enough time in general on radio. Yeah, and this is a topic that you want to dive in, and the audience, you know, it's a series of workshops to really get this. I'm very, very interested in that.
Yeah,
I really am.
Amazing. So if anybody has done, you know, or completed the 23andMe test where they swabbed their cheek, you know, got a little bit of saliva and sent it in, mm-hmm. you know, they have that raw data. And so they're able to take that raw data if they can find someone, and we can certainly help them mm-hmm. to find somebody who's trained in Opus 23 in the use of that program, where they can then run that raw data through that Opus 23 program and see what their genetic susceptibilities are. Mm-hmm. You know, and for those people who don't have raw data from, you know, Ancestry or 23andMe, there's a company that offers a, you know, genetic test, the same test that will reveal information about their SNPs or single nucleotide polymorphisms, or let's break it down to simplicity, their genetic susceptibilities. And this is called Nutrition Genome.
Question. I know I took the test, you know, mm-hmm. with the spit and the tube, and send it away, and they gave me a data. What do you mean by raw data?
So they give you that information, and in addition to that, there's mm-hmm. going to be like a code. It's almost like a computer code.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't understand a computer code, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's mm-hmm. a series of ones and zeros, right?
Right.
Unless you're trained to understand that.
Right.
It's the same thing. You have that raw data. Mm-hmm. You probably just didn't look at it because it's just a series of, you know, numbers and letters. But that's the raw data that can be ran through the Opus 23 program, and then generating, you know, your SNP profile, which is like a blueprint.
SNP, it's called SNP.
SNPs, and the SNP stands for single nucleotide polymorphisms. Morph means to change, poly means many, you know, single, mm-hmm. you know, a switch in the base pairs of mm-hmm. the DNA base pairs on that rung. And so that will determine whether that gene can work correctly or not.
That's fascinating. So that's the next step that we should do, besides knowing we're 10% Chinese, 20% Russian, whatever. I think everybody can follow because people are familiar with that.
Exactly.
But not what you're talking about yeah. this morning. That's
There's
incredible.
More to that information. There's more that can mm-hmm. be gleaned.
I will follow up on this also next week, because I want to learn about it. And of course, we're going to have more programs on that. So let's go for a quick break.
Discover the natural power of mistletoe IV therapy. Boost your immune system, enhance well-being, and explore potential support in your wellness journey. Consult with us to learn more about this holistic approach.
Dr. Witten is in the house. And, Doctor, I do have a question. What are some of the ways that emotional stress from past dramatic events might make us more susceptible to illnesses? Before we go, I do want to ask you that question.
Yeah. So besides making you more sensitive, that sensitivity can put you in a state of chronic stress, right? And so one of the hormones that gets impacted when we're in a state of chronic stress is cortisol, right? And so cortisol is this hormone, it's a chemical, but it also has a glucose molecule attached to it, right? And so whenever you have continuous or chronic elevations in this hormone, what it does is it negatively impacts your immune system. It can also lead to diabetes, mm-hmm. right? Because it has that glucose molecule attached to it. So when you have an elevation in this chemical, cortisol, which has a glucose attached to it, that could be the underlying cause of your diabetes.
Remember I had a show, it was about my father and me as a child. I really had to listen to him. Was he in a good mood? Was he not in a good mood? So his voice was very, it gave it away, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe I had, as a child, chronic stress. Because mm-hmm. it is chronic stress from day to day when the mood swings, parents with mood swings and so forth. I talked about that. So I would fall into that category of chronic stress. Mm-hmm. Because it is chronic stress. If you change your mood 24/7, that's chronic stress to me as a kid. Right,
Absolutely.
Doctor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, for children, they internalize that and they mm-hmm. they blame themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it must be something that I did wrong. Why Papa or Dad mm-hmm. is so angry at me, mm-hmm. right? So that's children. That's a part of their development. They internalize everything mm-hmm. and they blame themselves. So absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm highly sensitive. Yeah. That's why I can read voices.
It would be interesting to see if you have that sensitivity gene.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to follow up on this. I'm not kidding you. I will do this. And this is fascinating. I'm diving into a world of information that are really of interest to me, and I just really love it. So we have a few minutes left, Doctor. What else would you recommend? And what else is happening in your clinic right now?
Well, so in the clinic, we have a lot of things going on 2 days a week. We have IV therapy. We have our proprietary protocols. And then we also have, some of the like high dose vitamin C. We have Myers cocktail. You know, we have glutathione. We have an immune boost formulation. So we do have those going on. We have red light therapy, which is also known as photodynamic therapy or photobiomodulation. And that's using the frequency of red light mm-hmm. for healing. And then we have pulse electromagnetic frequency, which is another form of frequency healing, which is kind of the direction that health is going in right now, because we are all, you know, light bodies. We're all energetic bodies. And, you know, we emit a frequency. And that's why your EKG, measuring your heart activity, works, and your EEG, measuring your brain activity. And even your muscles give off a certain frequency, right? So that's kind of the direction that medicine is going in. And so besides that, we have integrative oncology. So I have our medical director, Dr. Mohammed Zambrakji, who serves as the head of the IV services. And I am a trained naturopathic oncologist and a member of the Oncology Association of Naturopathic Oncologists and or Naturopathic Physicians. And so, you know, we help to facilitate and guide people towards optimizing their outcomes in post or after a cancer diagnosis.
Right. It's Adonai Optimal Health and Wellness. Now, the website is Adonai OHW.com. You got to check out Dr. Yvette's website. And I'm floored with this the genes, because it's very close to me and how my granddaughter Sophie really introduced me to all of that. And you're going to be learning more about that, you know, very soon. But this is incredible. So since we already know that we're 20% Chinese and 10% Russian and all of this, now we can find out our genes.
Yeah.
Our genes that, and you as a doctor, you can do something with it and say, oh, you have this and you're susceptible to this. You could be susceptible to this, that, and the other.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. And there's one other gene that's really of primary importance, I would say, in cancer or in the oncology arena, and that's the TP53 gene. And that's a repair gene. So that gene is supposed to survey, you know, while you're sleeping, because it's when the repair and the regeneration happens when we're in REM sleep, deep sleep, uninterrupted sleep. And this TP53 gene, it surveys. And if it finds any mutations, it kind of gets rid of those mutated cells. But if that gene itself has a mismatch or a SNP and is not working effectively, then it might not catch all of those mutations, right? So that's going to increase your risk.
This is fascinating stuff. We should definitely look at the calendar. I know you're very busy and you were very successful with your workshop, the herbal tea blends for detoxification and spring into health with sprouts. And I saw your cute video on TikTok.
Yeah.
I just love it. You know, you're in your kitchen to doc. You have a very nice cabinet. It's very
Thank
nice
you.
Kitchen. Yeah. Very
Thank
nice.
You.
I thought it was, I reposted it too. So Thanks. That was very nice. But this gene, oh my God, this is more. We're going to have more on that. Do you have any questions, Mr. Rich?
No, actually, I do not. I had enough fun reading the little liners there and try not to mess up some of the language.
You did excellent. You know, it's not easy to pronounce these words, especially when you don't talk about it every single day, you know? So I think you did excellent, Rich. And you did a good, what's his name, Colonel Smith or Schmidt?
Hogan?
Oh, I see. It was Hogan. Oh, okay. So this was really good. Dr. Whitten, I can't thank you enough for this. Now, is there anything that you would like to say to our listeners today?
Well, I'd like to thank them for tuning in, number one. And if they have any questions in terms of the content that we've made available to them, please feel free to reach out to us at 203-220-8849. Or you can, did I say that right?
Yes, 203-220-8849. Yes,
that's correct. And our toll free is 888-655-8489. Mm-hmm. We're happy to answer any questions that you might have. Just reach out to us or reach out to Marietta.
Yeah. You know, it's like when you first started the workshop with the teas, and you taught me how it ties in with health. Some people poo-poo it. Oh, yeah, we buy tea in the grocery store. Sure you do. But not connected with health. So anyway, thank you, Dr. Whitten. Thank you, Rich. And have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.